One of the best things about being a priest in Silicon Valley is the cultural diversity of our parishes. And with that diversity comes the many different traditions of our immigrant groups. For example, with Catholics from Mexico, a tradition for today's Feast of the Epiphany is called Rosca de Reyes, or in English, the King's Cake. The cake, or rather the bread, is decorated with dried and candied fruit and includes an element of fun. The baker hides in the bread a small figurine of the Christ child, who, with Mary and Joseph, hides from King Herod, who intends to kill Jesus. People then take turns slicing into the bread with a knife. The knife symbolizes the deadly threat of King Herod. And whoever finds the small figurine of the Christ child is considered blessed and is supposed to throw a party with tamales and atole, which is a holiday drink similar to hot chocolate. It's very good. Rosca de Reyes is a fun tradition and helps to give life to the gospel we proclaim. I'm attracted to the gospel story of the Magi's visit. I'm intrigued by their desire to seek out life's deeper meaning, a desire that finds its fulfillment when they encounter Jesus, at which their natural response is to offer him gifts. And yet, I see in those gifts something more being offered. I see them offering themselves to Jesus. And of course, the most important gift being offered is the gift of Jesus that God offers you and me. The word epiphany means manifestation or a showing from above. The Eastern Orthodox churches are more exact, calling this feast day theophany, meaning manifestation of God. And as such, today's gospel proclamation reminds us that more is happening than simply magi from the East visiting the Christ child and presenting him with expensive gifts. Instead, since antiquity, Christians have understood Jesus as God's self-revelation, as God's gift of God's own self to people of every nation, every generation, without discrimination. In Jesus, God doesn't hold back, but enters our lives in the clearest, most unmistakable way. Teenagers, here's what today's Feast of the Epiphany can mean for you. Please know that Jesus is God's epiphany, the manifestation of God's compassion and care for you and for all of us. Sunday to Sunday, we gather in this sacred space to proclaim the gospel of Jesus, who attends to people who are sick, cries with those who mourn, eats meals with those whom others despise, and forgives those who harm others. This is the Jesus that the Magi visit and to whom they present gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. This is the Jesus who gives direction and purpose to your life, my life, everyone's life. And yet, sadly, We too easily hold on to a different image of God than the one Jesus shows us. One of my favorite writers is Philip Yancey. He writes of his own childhood image of God. Quote, "I grew up with the image of a mathematical God who weighed my good and bad deeds on a set of scales and always found me wanting. Somehow, I missed the God of the Gospels, a God of mercy and generosity." In another book, Yancey writes about a woman who cringes whenever she hears God addressed as Father in a prayer because her earthly father was abusive and that abuse spoiled that word for her. Yancey writes of another friend who grows up with the image of a white male God being up there with a huge white beard and large hands, an autocrat who keeps track of all her defects. Years later, she describes that image of God to a spiritual mentor. And after a long, emphatic pause, the mentor suggests, "Why don't you just consider firing that God?" So she does. And that sounds like good advice to me. Author Anne Lamott writes about another false image of God. She writes, "You can safely assume that you've created God in your own image when it turns out that God hates all the same people you do." Of course, that God should be fired too. Indeed, we do well to fire any God who doesn't line up square with the God of compassion and mercy whom Jesus reveals to us. Today, Magi continue to approach Jesus with their gifts. I invite you to look for them. When we see someone with a talent, such as leading music, we see the Magi offering their gift to Jesus. When we see someone offering their time to a classmate who's confused after a relationship ends, we see the Magi offering their gift to Jesus. When we see someone offering their money, their treasure, to the homeless person standing at the stoplight, we see the Magi offering their gift to Jesus. And so, as we begin this new year, I ask you to make a simple resolution. When you enter this church throughout the year, I ask you to see yourselves among the Magi who approach Jesus. You don't need to offer gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Sunday to Sunday, you can offer Jesus whatever you have that day. Your time, your talent, your treasure. And Jesus will only say thank you for the gift you offer him.